So we hear this gospel of Martha and Mary, and you're sitting there going, good, the homily's going to be short. I know exactly what Father's going to say. He's going to say, don't be like Mary, be like Martha, don't be so busy, and let's move on. Because we know it, you know, that it's the famous line that the teenagers love to use with their parents. I know. Remember, they drive you up a batty wall. They know everything. I know. And exactly then, at that moment, you say to them, what did I say? And they can't repeat a thing back to you because they know. We know. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to contend to say, We don't know. When we hear this gospel, it's speaking about being distracted. But my dear brothers and sisters, that's not really what God is trying to communicate to us. Because there is a step even before we can be distracted. And if we miss this step, that it leads to distraction and busyness with other things, but it's because we miss the first step. And today I want to discuss the first step. And if we we're listening to this first reading and we hear about these men or the Lord who appears to Abraham, and Abraham sees them, and the angels don't say, hey, Abraham, we're three angels. Abraham recognizes in those three men, he recognizes God. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, before we can even get to being distracted or busy, is the first step that I am referring to. And that first step is when God visits us, do we recognize God? Do we recognize God visiting us? Because a lot of times we're distracted and we get busy with everything else exactly because we don't recognize God. We don't recognize that God has appeared to us in that moment or in any moment. And my dear brothers and sisters, God loves to appear to us in many moments of our day. Abraham was sitting by the entrance of his tent. He was doing a regular day thing. He wasn't doing anything special. He wasn't offering sacrifices. He was just sitting there. And the men appear and he sees God. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, is when God comes and looks for us. In our everyday lives, when we're doing the mundane, when we're doing the normal things of life, and in those normal things that we are doing, when God appears, do we see him? Do we take advantage of it? Like just in the simple thing of waking up. You say, yeah, but I do that every morning. Now that's not a guaranteed thing, but so far so good, Father. I wake up every morning and I do that. Do we recognize that the mere fact that we woke up is God visiting us? This is why the first words out of our mouth should be words of praise to God for the mere fact that we are alive, that our eyes opened, And I know, my dear brothers and sisters, when I wake up 98% of the time, my first thought is not, hey God, thank you for, I recognize that this is, that you gave me this day. My first thought is, now that I'm 45, my first thought is, oh, my hip hurts. Oh, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too early. Oh, I didn't wake up on a cruise ship. Because my dear brothers and sisters, in the first moment is God visiting. And this is where you and I have to become trained in sitting in the feet of Christ. We can only recognize Christ, we can only recognize God appearing when we have established a continual relationship with the Lord, when we sit at the feet of the Lord. And so the question becomes also, how much time do we spend sitting at the feet of God? How much time do we dedicate to the Lord? Even when we come to Mass, I know one of the easiest things is here at Mass, how easy it is to be distracted, because a lot of times we have so many things going on and we've got our minds on, we're constantly living in the what's next. Okay, I do one thing, what's next? What do I have to get done after this? Okay, I made it to church, now what? And I'm pretty sure that I can go out on a limb and say this. 100% of us are very easily distracted at Mass. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't, and that's okay. I get distracted too. So it's not like, hey, you're bad and I'm good. No, I get distracted too. But a lot of times we get distracted because, yes, every once in a while a bird flies by or we get a thought, but it's because we haven't even, at the beginning of Mass, we haven't recognized that this is God passing. We don't take it seriously enough. Because we get so used to it, like we're so accustomed to it. And then we wonder why we get distracted. Or why we are so easily distracted. And we're so easily distracted because we live in a world which is constantly bombarding us, and we're constantly between the iPhone and the iPad and the iWatch and the TV and the this and the that, that we're so accustomed to having our attention into a million different things that it doesn't take much really to draw our attention. But my dear brothers and sisters, it's important that we sit at God's feet. It's important that we dedicate time with the Lord. And now, that's according to each one of you, and I'm sure that we're all doing some bit of spending time with the Lord, I hope. I'm kind of taking that for granted. But my dear brothers and sisters, we can always do more. How much time do we spend reading scripture? How much time do we spend writing in a prayer journal? How much time do we spend when we're in prayer? How much time do we spend talking? And do we spend time listening to God? Because a lot of times if you add it up, it's a little uneven. You know why? We like to talk. We're so busy telling God what to do and how to do it that we're too preoccupied with that, and we're not listening to God's voice. God doesn't want complicated things. You do not have to become a monk in a monastery. But you can do this in your regular daily life. But it takes some discipline. It takes some serious discipline of really training ourselves and of not giving up at the first sign of distraction. Because this is what happens. We say, okay, I'm gonna pray. Then we sit down to pray. Within 2.5 seconds, and I'm being generous because it's usually shorter than that, but let's be generous. In 2.5 seconds, you know, you get into your mind, oh, I forgot that when I go to the store today, I need milk. And then you know what you do, you got distracted, and so what happens is you throw your hands up and you say, nope, this doesn't work, and you give up. And my dear brothers and sisters, that's exactly what not to do. Our bodies are so used to controlling us that it takes some work for us to beat them up a little bit. What do I mean by beat our bodies up? Don't beat your body up. But I mean by telling your body a two-letter word, no. That's very hard. It's easier said than done, because it's like fasting. When you tell your body we're going to fast, and your body goes into like open rebellion. Tell your body no, and you will see how fast it goes into rebellion. And that's exactly because we don't have discipline, and so we have to start to discipline ourselves. And sometimes the easiest way to do that is not to give up when you get distracted, but to bring your mind back to God. Don't allow your body to dictate to yourself, okay, give up. Bring your body back. Go back to the Lord. Yes, but I get distracted again. Okay, it takes some training. Go back to the Lord. Spend time sitting at God's feet. Because then, my dear brothers and sisters, when we spend time sitting at God's feet, we can then recognize God in everything, in the good things. And as St. Paul was saying, he was saying, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, so that even the sufferings that we are experiencing are God's visit to us. But to recognize God in the sufferings takes a strong, somebody who is deeply rooted in the Lord. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may be able to recognize God, that we may be able to sit at the feet of God, to listen to his voice, and to know him.